Don't ever be ashamed to testify for the Lord.
Amen.
To do something for Him. If God speaks to your heart, you that are saved, listen, you know when the Lord's speaking to your heart.
Amen.
You knew it was Him the day that He dealt with you. And we learn, grow in God's Word and in the Spirit and understand His voice more and more. Amen. And when the Lord moves you, when the Lord moves you or impresses upon you to do something, you do that. You obey. That's part of worshiping Him. Amen. Part of worshiping Him. If you've got your Bible, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter number 1, number 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And that's where I'm going to stop. I want to go back and take our thought out of verse number 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. And what could also be said is the truth of God, the truth about God. That's what he's talking about here in essence. The truth of God. God in who he is truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. He's not a truth. One of many truths, he is the truth. And so I want to preach about the true God, the true God. They changed the truth of God. When you look in this chapter, Paul is talking here in the beginning of our reading how that he is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel is the truth of God. It is God's true message of salvation through his Son to the world. And it is the only truth concerning salvation. There is salvation in no other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby man must be saved than at the name of Jesus. And that Jesus died for all, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. That is the truth. Yeah, it's not a fairy tale. It's not a story. Are you listening? It is truth. It is the truth of God. And it's the gospel that Paul said, I am not ashamed of. He said, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. Now, when he said it's the power of God, he's talking about the word dunamis. It's the miracle power. It is also the word power, the same power that you'll find up here in verse 20. When he talked about for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world. The creation of the world, the cosmos. That's what he's talking about. Are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power. Same word, dunamis. And that is creation power. Now I want to tell you something. The gospel has creation power. Yes. Amen. It has the power to make any man or any woman, boy or girl, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's creation power. Amen. To take something and change it. To create him. Now God had taken everything in the beginning when there was nothing. And made everything. That's the creation power of God. Amen. But also takes what has been made. And made other things. Man was made of the earth. But before the earth, listen, there was nothing. And God made it. God made the sun when there was nothing. God made the stars when there was nothing. There was nothing that is God's creating power. He is the creator. Amen. Our God and Father in heaven, he is the creator. And this world wants to change that truth of God. Listen, when we hear about things that are opposite of the truth that you and I know about the very creation of all things, that's the man turning the truth of God into a lie. Turning the truth of God into a lie. And it's a serious charge. Listen, for man to change the truth of God. To pervert the very truth of God. To try to listen, he's not changing it. It's still the truth. Amen. He may be changing it in his mind. He may be changing it in a lot of other people's minds. But the truth of God is always the truth. Yeah. It's the truth of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. The creating power. The power to change a man or a woman's life. To make them a new creature unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. This is not just for the Jew, this is for the Greek. Amen? This is for all. The gospel of Christ is God's dynamite, his dunamos, his creation power unto salvation. And he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Right. That word righteousness of God is mentioned 7 times in the book of Romans. He's talking about the righteousness of God. That a man could be right with God. To be right with God. There's not but one way that a man or a woman can be right with God. And that is through God's power of creation in his life. To make him a new creature. Man cannot stand before God the same creature he's always been and be right. We must be changed. Amen?
We must be changed. And that's what makes us right. Not that I made myself right. I started doing good and straightened up. And no, it takes God making us right. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Us being right with God is found in the gospel of Christ. We are right with God by His death, by His burial, by His resurrection. Apart from the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, no man could ever be right with God. It takes the gospel power to change him and make him a new creature. So he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith. The just shall live by faith. Or you could say, the just shall live by his faith. Faith in Christ. Faith in another. That's what faith is. Amen? Faith is confidence in another. You and I live by confidence in God's creating power to change us. In the gospel of Christ, in His death, the burial, and the resurrection that caused you and I to have life. To go from death unto life. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus was raised, you and I can be raised to life. From death to life. Amen. What a blessing that is. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. You know, the wrath of God from heaven. When Jesus comes, He's coming in wrath against all ungodliness of men. You know what the Bible said? Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Listen, it's not just sin against God, it's sins against men. It's all that is against God, ungodly. It is all that is not right. It's everything that is wrong, perverted, sinful, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. I studied about that a little bit. How do they hold the truth in unrighteousness? Well, two ways. They have known the truth. They hold it in their mind. But this also has a notation how that they have held it down. Man that knows the truth and continues in unrighteousness, he must hold that truth down. He must suppress it. Isn't that what a sinner does? When he's revealed that he's a sinner, that he's lost? No. No. He's pushing it down. Pushing it back. Pushing it away. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They continue living in their sin and wickedness, knowing the truth, pushing the truth away. They hear the truth of being a sinner. They push it away. They hear the truth that their sin is wicked. They push it away. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Listen, the Bible said, because that which may be known of God, and that means well known. It is well known. Man's not ignorant of God. He may eventually make himself ignorant of God. But listen, we were made in the very image of God. Man is not ignorant of God. You can look around and in everything we can see God. You know, all His creation, I'll get to that in just a moment. But that which may be known and well known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. God has showed it unto them. Showed it unto them. This has a notation of a baffling wind. It means when God has showed it unto them. See, the Bible says that talking about the Spirit of God. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou canst not hear the sound thereof. Canst not tell whither it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Why? The Spirit comes at us this way, and comes at us this way, and comes at us from by. Are you listening? It comes. That's what a baffling wind does. It comes from all directions. And God's Holy Spirit comes at man in every direction He can to reveal truth unto him. Amen? Not just in one way, but in many ways, in every way, to get that man's attention or that woman's attention. God had showed it unto them for the invisible things of Him, the invisible things of God. Listen, that's talking about the very negative particles that are in the world. Everything that's invisible, the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. From the creation of the world. That's the very formation of the world. The invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see God in the heavens. You can see God in all the earth. You can see God in all of His creation. In everything that He has formed, you see Him, and I can see Him. The things of God. The sun. Listen, everything, it reveals God. Man sometimes is ignorant, trying to make idol gods out of the things of God's creation. But it is those things that are revealing God Himself, the very Creator that you and I listen. And that's what the world today, they don't want to recognize Him as our Creator. He is our Creator. He is the Creator of all things. Being understood by the things that are made. Listen, being understood, that's the exercising of the mind. A man's mind begins to understand, begins to think. God had given us something, listen, upstairs here that's different from any other animal. We can think, we can intellect, we can look. We can determine. God's given us a spirit. It moves within our mind. Are you listening? It reveals to us that God is who He is. Being understood by the things that are made. The things that God has made reveals His two things. His eternal power. Now that word eternal power, that's His power coming and going. Past and future. See, eternal for God doesn't just start right here and on out. His eternal has always been and always shall be. His eternal power. That creation power. And Godhead. Listen, these that don't believe in a deity, in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they don't know God. They don't know the right God. They don't know the Bible God. They don't know the God that created all things. The one that said, let us make man in our own image. Listen, God knows how to talk. If it was just Him up there by Himself, He'd have said, let me make man. I think I will make man. In my image. But He said, let us make man in our own image. God had made, listen, His eternal power and Godhead is revealed. We can see it in the air. Are you listening to me? In the water, in the earth, in the sky above. Everything we see is eternal power and Godhead. More and more that man learns about the very earth that we're standing on, and he still doesn't understand it all. We live in a world where 2/3 of it man's never even looked at. It's under a lot of water. Things that you and I don't have any idea what's there. Are you listening? How this world works, how it moves. Listen, powers that are not seen. Magnetism. That's a power that you can't see. Not unless you get two opposites together and try to put, then you see that how that matter. You get a piece of steel and a magnet and it. But you know, and you can't see it, but there's a force there. Well, that right there is God Almighty in Himself revealing to us there is a power you and I cannot see. And it is God's power. Where do you think that power comes from? It is the power of God. God is the giver of all things and the creator of all things. He created it. Without it not being just exactly the way things are, you and I could not live. If the air was changed in the least bit, we would suffocate. If gravity changed in the least, we would either fly away or get pressed into the earth. God in His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. A man looks around and says, I don't believe there's a God. They're without excuse. And they are out without excuse. Why? The Bible said in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. That means that God Almighty, in all that He's made, in the very fabric of His workmanship, shows His eternal power. And they are without excuse. Let me say this, that word they are, that means they exist without excuse. They are. You remember what Jesus said, I am that I am? It's because He's the eternal God. He made us in His image. Listen, and you and I are. We exist only because of His power. And only because of His Godhead. Are you hearing me? We're not God. But we've been made in His image. And we exist. Our very life. Our very life is testimony that God is. And we exist without excuse. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. They didn't give God glory. They want to take the glory away from God. Now this gets into what I'm saying, how they changed the truth of God. In verse number 25, when Paul said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Look what Paul did. Who is blessed forever. Amen. Paul gave his very name worship. Here, he's saying some things. Maybe just to comprehend the things the Holy Spirit had revealed to him to say what man has done. How that they changed the truth of God into a lie. Worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. He said the Creator, He's blessed forever. Amen. Paul gave him worship. It's called a doxology. You'll find in different parts of the Scripture where Paul talks about God and he'll say, who is blessed forever? To whom be praise and glory? He's given a doxology. He's given God's name, the very existence of God, the praise that He's worthy of. To even mention the very name of God, praise His name, should come after. And Paul was making that known. So they changed. Their foolish heart was dark, and they became vain in their imaginations. Their mind was obscured. It changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, idol worship, made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And that word means serpent. Wherefore God also gave them up. God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts. That was the longing of that which is forbidden. Isn't that what Eve and Adam did in the beginning? Long for that which is forbidden. The lust of the mind carries man into the forbidden. Longing for the forbidden. Not just thinking about the forbidden, but then longing for it. They begin to long for the forbidden. Lusting after the forbidden. Their minds, are you listening to me, that should be exercised of faith, is now being darkened. Darkened. Trying to change the truth about God, the truth of God, their very minds are being changed. They no longer serve God, want to serve God. They want to serve the creature rather than the Creator. Change the truth of God into a lie. Change the truth of God with a lie. How many places, religions, peoples have changed the truth of God with a lie of their own? That's what man does. That's what they're doing here. That's what Paul's talking about. And I wondered, was this in some time frame, some antediluvian time that Paul's talking about these people? No, he's talking about man in general, always. In every generation, you find them this way. They were in the beginning. They were there. Their sin went up before God. They only thought of evil continually. After the Tower of Babel, the same. Wickedness. In the book of Judges, over and over, they did that which was right in their own eyes. Changed the truth of God into a lie. Put up high groves and idols to worship. They were in Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon, everywhere. Man's made in the image of God and changed God. instead of God making man, now man is making God. Change the truth of God. Look in verse 20. I want you to get this. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That means to... they become insipid. It means to lose savor. Remember what Jesus said, if the salt lost its savor? Man has lost his savor. Where he had a mind that could exercise faith, now he's not going to be able to. Why? Because he's changed. He's changed himself in suppressing the truth, holding the truth in unrighteousness. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Think about that. Back in verse 23, the knowledge of God, our deity, the Trinity, is what really teaches man human purity. They change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. They can't understand human purity. You know why? Because they don't have the knowledge of God. The very knowledge of God is what gives man an understanding of human purity. To be able to be right in the eyes of God. Man doesn't know when he gets to this shape. He doesn't want to be right in the eyes of God. He does not want God. On down it says there in verse 30, back matter, haters of God. Verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They don't want to know God. They didn't want to retain God. They don't want to possess the truth of God. They've despised. And being filled with all unrighteousness. Filled. Any God-likeness is pushed out with what they fill themselves with. You look at these sins that they fill themselves with. It is completely opposite of everything that the Spirit brings into a man's life. It is unrighteous and ungodly wickedness. They fill themselves with it. A man in that shape, how can he know the true God? The one true God. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped. They could have worshiped God, but they worshiped the creature more than the Creator. The Creator who deserves to be praised, who deserves our worship, who deserves our adoration. The one who has created us, the one who makes us a new creature, the one that changes things. He can make us right through the gospel of His Son. And a man feels himself knowing the judgment of God. But it's, again, how can a man know the judgment of God and still commit such things? He must suppress it, who hold the truth of God, they hold it down. There's no hell. There is no judgment. There is no afterlife. There is no God. All along, they in the back of their mind, they know. But it's fading. It's fading. It's fading. Think of that. The one true God, listen, came to you and I one day and spoke to us. I was sitting on the pew this morning reminiscing about the times that the true God spoke to me. Came to where I was and revealed to me my need of His Son. What enlightenment. What enlightenment. And made me a new creature. The same power of creation inside of me made me new. Made you new. That's what our God does. He creates. He gives life. And here they are, pushing away, changing the truth of God into a lie. Changing the truth of God into a lie. They adored that which is made more than the Maker. A man can, the Bible says in verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up. You know, a man can also give himself up or give himself over. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 19, he talked to them and said, don't walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance. He went on and said, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past filling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and ungodliness. Both of them. One is the sins toward man. The other one's the sins toward God. All uncleanness with greediness. With greediness. You know God hates greediness. Do you know greediness is one of the most wicked things under the sun? It makes man do all kinds of things against God. Being greedy. And they give themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. They want it more and more. They want more and more. They don't want God. They don't want God. I've talked to people, you probably have too, that'll get mad at the very mention of God. Get angry. It's like possession, the devil coming out of them. Sinfulness and the wickedness coming out of them. They have turned against their Creator, the one true God. Everything they do, again, He is everything they need. but nothing they want. That's the shape man gets in. To think that he would push the very one that gives him life, the very one that can save his soul, push him away. The one true God. I'm glad that he is creator. I'm glad that he is glorious. I'm glad he sent his son. That you and I could be made right in his eyes. These men are doing everything wrong in his eyes. The world, that's what they want to do. They do everything wrong and they want to say that's right. What's wrong is right. And now what's right is wrong. No, he's the true God. I want you to stand.